tell you, that sounds like a whole lot of fun over there, and especially watching the animals that you have there every day, and the ones that have been there in the past, and you know, the owls, they'll come back, I feel sure. They should be back. I don't know when, but I know you'll be glad to hear them, because they put on a show for you, really. You know, people don't think about it, but a lot of people think about the woods being quiet at night and all that, but you get out in the woods and get still and be quiet, it gets real noisy out there. There's a lot more going on than people think for. But it's amazing that you got that many different animals in that area, in the, right where the deer camp is, and I know the area pretty well, and I've been over there several times, and it is really nice, and it's awfully quiet. Yeah, during the day, especially in the mornings, it's kind of quiet, and very peaceful. That's the main thing I think we look for, is the peace and tranquility of the place instead of all the animals. But you mentioned king snake. You better leave that booger alone, mate. He takes care of all the other snakes. If there's another snake in the area to bother you, he'll take care of it. I remember my granddad a long time ago. I went out hunting and ran across a king snake, and I don't particularly care for snakes. And I shot this one and carried it back to the house, showed my granddaddy. I got back, I was proud of myself, and boy, he chewed me up one side and down the other, spit me out, wore my backside out. He said, "Don't you never kill another king snake." I said, "Yes, sir."
To mess with king snakes, or the black snakes, they don't bother much. They just keep all the right rats and mice down. I did see a black racer last year. Real aggressive. I mean, just, you know, king snake kind of moves slow. Don't real get in no hurry. But a black racer he raises his head up about 6-8 inches off the ground. He just watches, you know, and quick. And when you run from him, he'll chase you. You know, put a little fear in you, you know, but I don't think I've seen any poisonous snakes down here. I'm not saying they ain't here, but I don't think I've ever seen one. Like I said, I'm sure they're here, but I don't go looking for them either, you know. I got most of the roads cleaned up. Got some new ditches cut in this year so I can move some of this water off the side of the, not really a mountain, but hillside here, and trying to push everything back down to the river, but it just takes long to watch where the water moves and try to get everything routed right. But I got Chris down here helping me. He's pretty good on a bulldozer. He knows what to do. So we went down there this morning, thinking about trying to make the lake a little bigger, trying to figure out how much dirt I need to move to make it bigger. But I believe I might have to get a bigger machine down here than what I got. But I'm gonna take a look at it and see. But you come on up for breakfast on Friday, and I'll show you around. Whatnot, but we've been when Helene came through, it washed the range out pretty bad, and me and Chris about got but maybe halfway, about got it filled in halfway. I think we're about out of sand. We're gonna figure out where we got to get some sand next, but we're gonna hopefully do something with that this week or maybe next week. But other than that, everything's good to go. Dozer's running good. And Chris does a pretty good job of that thing. I hate it. I can't stand to even get on it. But he knows what he's doing with it. So he knows what to do. So I stay out of his way and just let him go.
BLS and the Blue Ridge 2-meter net with KO4NUE, Mr. Chad over in Liberty. Chad, yeah, Chris does seem to know his way around that dozer. I went over there and helped him do a little bit of stuff with it, and his neighbor came down, met him, and he helped us a little bit, and everything got it running and all that good stuff. And the work picked the bucket up, and oh gosh, I tell you what, I was just so happy to see that thing move to start with. It tickled me, it tickled Chris, and I think his neighbor enjoyed it too. But we had a lot of fun while we were over there. And if y'all need any help, just give me a holler. I'll be over there as quick as I can get over there. But I'm looking forward to Friday. I'll see you about 10 o'clock or maybe a minute before. And if you need anything in between times, you just let me know as far as that goes. I saw the range before y'all really started working on it. I tell you what, it was in bad shape then. where we used to drive, you could drive all the way down to the end of it. You couldn't get much past the gate. Chris sent me some pictures when Elaine came through here, and the whole place was underwater. It looked like a big lake out there. And not to mention that the waterway tried to change its path completely and make that. Glad it didn't do that, and so that helped out some there. But I'm looking forward to seeing what all y'all got accomplished down on that end.
We've got, like I said, we've got about half of it filled in. I'm not sure, but I'm not sure me and Chris agree on this just yet, but there's places in the sand where when Helene came through, it's about 4 foot in places, maybe 5 foot of sand where it's, redeposited sand out of the hole. So we're just trying to figure out, what level we want to keep everything at. Just trying to move it out. But we've done a pretty good job with it so far. But the biggest part of it is the deepest part, and we're struggling with where we're gonna get the rest of the sand. So we'll figure it out. One bucket at a time, that's all you can do, right?
If you got two machines running, you can get two buckets at a time, but other than that, you move them out with a teaspoon, but it's going to take you a long time.
We with KL4DOS. So what we got figured out is I can maneuver that Bobcat pretty quick, and old dozer's kind of slow, but it'll move a lot more dirt. So I just take the Bobcat and dump it all in a big pile, and then Chris comes behind me with the dozer and just pushes, the whole pile with the dozer. I figure it's probably around 4 or 5 buckets off the Bobcat. We'll fill one bucket on the dozer. So if I can get enough dirt piled up so when he pushes through, it forms a box. You can kind of boxes the dirt in when he pushes through, and he can move it pretty fast. That seems to be the best way to handle it, because if you moving it a teaspoon at a time, you got to drive a half a mile to dump it. That's a problem. But I can whip around the trees and pull the sand out and just dump it in one big pile. When I get enough of it piled up, he just pushes it one big stroke into the hole. So it's working out. We got everything kind of level. We got some low spots that need to straighten up, but I've cut a couple of side roads in so you can, you know, if you want a back pickup truck in there to have a meal or something and see the river. It's, I mean, it's real pretty. We got it looking pretty good, but we got a ways to go. We just do little bits at a time, you know. But other than that, things are good, and I'll be glad to see you Friday morning. I know it's been a while since you've been up for breakfast, but we'll have some bacon and eggs or something, and maybe some pan-fried biscuits. I ain't got no oven down there, so we'll have to do pan-fried biscuits and bacon and eggs. I got the creamer this time, so you just bring yourself, and we'll have some fellowship. How about that?
Okay, that sounds good to me. Well, actually, if you need me to bring anything, you just let me know about that. But look forward to getting over here and visiting with you a little bit and enjoy some fellowship. And, well, it's, you know, things have been crazy here lately, Chad, you know, around here and everywhere else. Things are starting to settle back down, and yeah, maybe we can get things a little bit closer to normal one of these days soon. I don't know. We'll keep on at it, though. We're not going to give up. But look forward to seeing you on Friday, and I hope Chris comes down and visits with us a little bit. And look forward to doing that and riding around and seeing what all y'all have got accomplished down there. In the meantime, you take care there, young man. Have a great evening, what's left of it. Enjoy the peace and serenity while you got it. Because, you know, you get back to the big city, it goes crazy again every once in a while, whether we like it or not. But enjoy your time and your relaxation and just enjoy yourself. And we'll talk at you on Friday if we don't talk at you before. So you have a good evening, and we'll say 73 for now.
73, Gary. I enjoyed it, and looking forward to Friday morning. KO4NUE, back to the net.
Check-in. We'll talk at you a little bit later. 73. 12 additional check-ins all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Papa, X-ray Bravo, Lloyd in Simpsonville. I'll be negative and negative.
Say good evening to KO4PXB, Mr. Lloyd down there in Simpsonville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Lloyd. Hope you are doing well there, young man. Have I missed anyone for comments? Is there anyone else that would like to make a comment? Call KI4DOS.
DOS. KR4BVG with a quick question for you. I had this going on in the background, and I heard you and Mr. Chad was going back and forth, chit-chatting pretty quick together. And I was curious, since I've got myself mostly a handheld and this little cheap mobile, I didn't quite have dual receive and transmit. I was curious if that was something you guys have, because by the time I heard someone finish their sentence, I could hear you guys keying up already. And I'm not quite there yet on my speed, so I was just kind of curious.
We've been talking a lot longer than you have, I guess, is the only thing I can say as far as that goes. I don't know. I don't know if the delay is a little longer on your transceiver or not, on your HT. It could be in the settings. It could be just that we're too quick on the key. You know, we key up too quick, and it could be that.
So it could be. I assume you guys have been doing this longer, and you sound familiar, so I'm sure you got your back and forth pretty standardized, and you guys seem to know each other well. But that's it for me. Appreciate it for running the net. I'm a tuck in for the night, so thank you very much. This is KR4BVG.
Hey, Christian, we do appreciate you being with us, and thanks for coming in and asking the question. You know, the only dumb question is one that's not asked. Man, I'll tell you, when I first started, I asked a whole bunch of questions. Still ask them, even to myself. You know, sometimes I'll ask myself, why did you do that? And but I don't ever answer myself. People think I was crazy if I did that. But thanks for coming in there and talking with us for a minute, and we'll talk at you a little bit later. 73, my friend. Any other check-ins or any other comments for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call KI4DOS.
Quick comment?
Go ahead, Mike.
Hey, Gary. I don't know. Normally, I'm just sitting here playing checking the mail. And does anyone know if QRZ.com, was there a planned outage tonight? I can't seem to get to QRZ.com for some reason.
I don't know. I have not tried to get into QRZ tonight, so I don't know. Has anybody else had any trouble getting into QRZ tonight?
Christian's still here. I know I said I was leaving, but I haven't. It seems like QRZ's been down for maybe 8 or 9 hours, so I don't know if it was intentional or not, but it's been a good minute.
I appreciate the info. Like I say, not a showstopper necessarily. I can always go to the FCC database if I can look something up. I just didn't realize that it was going to be down, like I say, just more informational than anything else. Anyway, Christian, appreciate the info. Gary, appreciate the time. I'll go ahead and turn it back over to you. 7-3 to everyone on the net.
Are you going to be there Saturday?
Out of the boxes from last month, so I'll definitely be there.
Okie dokie. Well, I'm going to try my best to get there this Saturday. I missed last month. I've been a little lax, but I need to get back into routine and hopefully I can get back over there on Saturday. But in the meantime, you take care. Again, tell Miss Angela we said hello and look forward to talking to you a little bit later in the week. 73, my friend. Any other check-ins or any other comments for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call KI4DOS. I'm going to wrap it up. I'm going to submit my net report here electronically, and then we'll close the net out. We've had a grand total of 60 tonight. Appreciate each and every one of you out there in Radio Land. Y'all make the net, folks. Don't forget that ever. Because, you know, as a net controller, I don't want to sit here and talk to myself. So y'all come back again tomorrow night. Mr. Matt, WG4MC, will be calling to the best of my knowledge and give him a good dose of Rider's Cramp. This is KI4DOS, now securing the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. With our thanks for all those folks checked in with us. We will now return the repeater to normal amateur use. 73, good night, God bless. This is KI4DOS, clear.